The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. It is just that simple. Today's categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing a problem. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Well, since our caller dropped off, I'm going to pick it. Animalize this.
All right, here's your story. Rescuers on British Columbia's Vancouver Island are attempting to locate a wayward animal that has repeatedly wandered onto a busy highway. The male critter was first spotted on Highway 4 between Port Alberni and something I can't pronounce, and researchers theorize it must have followed a river and ended up on the highway. Now, the critter was given a police escort back to its more natural habitat, but then it's made multiple repeat visits to the highway. Quote, "It's really dangerous. You can imagine a 300-pound animal on a highway. An animal has been coming out at nighttime on Friday and Saturday. Apparently, it's a quote-unquote party animal. Now, the animal was last seen in the area on Saturday, and a Vancouver Rescue Society team attempted unsuccessfully to locate and sedate the animal on Sunday. Martin Holina, executive director and head of the veterinaries at some big long-ass acronym, said that he's concerned that the animal might be suffering from a neurological problem. Quote, "Ideally, what I'd like to do is bring this animal back to the rescue facility and have a good look at him. I'm not convinced 100% that he's perfectly normal. But if we can't get him back here safely, well, relocation is still a possibility. The question is, what is the animal that keeps wandering onto the highway? Is it a moose? Is it a black bear? Is it a mountain lion or is it a sea lion?" So moose, black bear, mountain lion, or sea lion.
I'm going sea lion.
That makes the most sense to me.
Gonna go wild card. I'm gonna go moose on this one.
Moose.
I just think moose are much bigger than 300 pounds.
Oh, it depends on what kind of moose it is. As in baby or adult, yeah. I guess I'm saying.
I'll go mountain lion.
Mountain lion for Jay.
Okay. What is the animal that keeps wandering on a highway? Is it a moose, a black bear, a mountain lion, or a sea lion? We'll find out next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, animalize this on Profile This. We got an animal up in British Columbia that keeps popping up on the highway. Not good because it's nowhere near its home and it doesn't belong there. So they're trying to find the damn thing so they can hopefully move it back where it belongs. Question is the animal a moose, a black bear, a mountain lion, or a sea lion?
And that is the question that I pose to you, gentlemen, the Ted Smith. You want the old mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
Which, of course, makes sense, so naturally that's not the answer.
All right.
Mike Hawk, you went with the moose, because even at 300 pounds, it could be a baby moose, which would explain why it's dumb enough to keep wandering out there, but no, that's not
come
what
on.
It is. Miles, you went with a sea lion.
I went sea lion!
Which makes the least sense, so naturally... So apparently, this crazy-ass sea lion keeps popping out of the river and waddling its way to the same highway intersection each time. They do not know why. It only seems to happen on Friday and Saturdays, and then it'll eventually disappear on Sunday.
It's so a weekend warrior.
It doesn't happen. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen on Tuesday. It's just Friday and Saturday. Here's a sea lion.
Okay. Maybe there's somebody, like another sea lion that shows up in his area, and he's like, oh, Christ, it's the weekend. I got to get out of here.
Or it's like a mating thing. Like, man, I know she's here somewhere.
Oh, or maybe he's cheating on another sea lion's wife.
Shh.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
You got the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Stephen Colbert. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late-night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
People are still talking about Mark Zuckerberg's decision to get rid of fact-checking on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not saying things are bad, but right now there's more accurate information on Tinder.
Kimmel. Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Well, guys, people are still talking about Mark Zuckerberg's decision to get rid of fact-checking on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, I'm not saying things are bad, but right now there's more accurate information on Tinder.
Wallet Hub has released its list of most and least active cities in America. Honolulu was number one, with a lot of outdoor activity as well. And last place, once again, was deep-fried everything Mississippi.
Colbert.
V. Ted Smith.
Yeah, it was me.
All right.
I thought about Louisiana, but I went Mississippi.
Yeah, no.
They're
one
interchangeable.
The same dude, right.
Thousands of pet owners are attempting to teach their pets to speak with a button that plays words. And if it works, women are going to try it with their boyfriends.
Myers? I wish that was you, Ted. Yeah, Myers.
That's Seth.
Thousands of pet owners are attempting to teach their animals to speak by having them press buttons that play a word. And if it works, women are going to try it with boyfriends.
Bitch. Bitch. A couple got married during the 2024 Cheez-It Citrus Bowl and a ceremony officiated by a Cheez-It mascot. It was the most moving corporate sponsorship religious ritual since the on-field bris performed by Rabbi Kool-Aid Man.
That's got to be Colbert.
Fallon.
That's Colbert.
In corporate branded sports marriage news, a couple got married during the 2024 Cheez-It Citrus Bowl in a ceremony officiated by a Cheez-It mascot. It was the most moving corporate sponsored religious ritual since the on-field bris performed by Rabbi Kool-Aid Man.
I'll tell you what, some of those corporate sponsorships, those off bowls, their numbers are through the roof just because of psychos like me that, like, I want to see the Cheez-It mascot. I want to see the coach get covered in Cheez-Its.
And they're smart enough to have figured it out.
Let's see. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have reportedly settled their divorce, but as they were signing it, the pen rolled off onto the floor. They both knelt down to pick it up, and their hands touched, and now they're back together.
Kimmel. Fallon.
Fallon?
Myers.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have reportedly settled their divorce, but as they were signing it, the pen rolled onto the floor. They both knelt down to pick it up, and their hands touched, and now they're back together.
I was watching a show last night called Gunslingers. You know what it's about, Miles?
Not quarterbacks.
No, not Brett Favre. Not white quarterbacks. No, it's about gunslingers in different areas.
All right.
So as a kid, I remember watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pretty famous movie. Robert Redford, right?
Robert Redford and was it Paul Newman?
I think it was Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my mom was a big Paul Newman guy, too. So the famous scene is that they're down in South
Bolivia?
America. Bolivia.
Yeah.
There's a shootout. They agree to shoot each other. So what I didn't realize was that Butch Cassidy and his kind of crew, they're already robbing trains in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
So one time they go to rob a train, and they wouldn't rob the people on the train, but there was always like a special car that had like money in it or whatever. They try to get it. They blow it up. It doesn't work. So that makes headline news. somewhere along the way, the Sundance Kid kind of joins up. And Butch Cassidy, to his credit, he's like, people like him. He's outgoing. Like, they really, he has a gun, but he doesn't use it. He hasn't killed people.
Sure.
So he's kind of one of those, like, you're like, oh, all right. He's not robbing private citizens, so nobody really cares. But then him and the Sundance Kid, they do a few more. They get famous. And then one night when they know they're going to, like, get out of the country or whatever, they're down in Fort Worth. And the theory is they get hammered. They go shopping, and they take this picture together.
Okay.
And they're all wearing, like, suits and, like, what do you call them? Like derby cap, not derby caps, like the round caps. Like, they look very dapper for the day. And the theory is like, they just got hammered, and we're like, let's go get this portrait. So they get it. But the guy that took the picture, because you gotta remember, the photo isn't a big deal, is a massive deal back then.
Yeah.
He likes the photo so much, he puts it in his shop.
Oh.
And then somebody, one of the Pinkertons looking for these guys is like, oh, now we have photos. So yada, yada, yada.
So did they not, and because granted, this is a much different time, did they not physically know what these guys
they
look
did,
like?
Had no idea
those
what
they were. Probably the first picture
right.
either
you
one
get
of them
a description
ever took.
And that, it's yeah. a white dude, that helps.
Right, I mean, it's white dudes in cowboy hats, cowboy gear, and they're all wearing bandanas over their face. So no, they kind of have descriptions, but nobody's ever seen them.
Okay.
So now this photo comes out. They're down in South America. They're doing stuff down there. So here's what brings it back kind of locally, is that supposedly, right, those two are stuck together. One shoots the other one shoots himself, or shoots him, and they're supposed to be dead. You're right, in Bolivia. But Butch Cassidy's family claims that that's not true, that he shows back up years later, changes his name, and lives out the rest of his life in Spokane, Washington.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So there's been different theories. A lot of people were like, I don't know if that's how it ended. They did dig up the grave of him, and they're like, you know, you could see the bullets, but like, I don't know. I kind of like the idea.
But you know it's them. You know, things are so different back then. Like you said, I mean, other than posting a photo, no one knows what you look like. They know your name. They've heard about everything you've done. Getting over the border is no problem. There's not one place you had a funnel. I mean, it's just you keep riding your horse, and sooner or later, you're in Mexico, make your way south, right?
Correct.
And think about it. People looking for you, there's no forensics. It's just, it's not fingerprint. There's nothing. It's literally just, these guys keep doing this thing. We're pretty sure it's the same two guys, and that's what you have to work with.
Right, and for whatever reason, you know, whether it's Billy the Kid or Butch Cassidy, like, if you just rob trains and stuff and you're not messing with private citizens, like, we like the idea these guys never got caught.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like lore and this and that. I mean, look, even today, right, like, I don't really care that you deal drugs. The issue is, let's not have violence in the city, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I remember growing up in the 80s and early 90s in D.C., it was the murder capital of the United States. There's this famous DJ on PGC, Albie D., and I remember him being like, just put them all on the football field, let them shoot each other. Let's just stop the stray bullets. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't hurt citizens. Like, it's kind of the...
That's it.
It's kind of, you know, you got to have a code or rules even among thieves.
Well, honor among thieves.
You used to.
Used to. Everything's changed, Ted.
Everything has changed. All right, you guys know Lily Allen?
I know her name. Why would I know her?
Well, her and the Stranger Things guy, David Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
So they broke up after 5 years together. Now we know how. Lily caught David cheating on the dating app Raya. You guys ever heard of that one?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, because we're not famous celebrities. It's just for like celebrities and athletes and high-level Instagram models.
He's the older guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the sheriff.
All right. Yeah.
So they say Lily, she basically, that's where they met originally, was on Raya. And then I guess she rejoined... and pretended to be looking for women that she could cross-reference the ladies with David follows on Instagram to determine who he was seeing. But basically, she just rejoined to stalk her man. Lily has never been looked at anyone, never even looked at anyone since David. She is devastated.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know her name on Pulper.
He's a player, I guess.
Yeah, I heard he was into some freaky stuff, too, man.
For real, you just said
some strange things.
No, I read an article that was like, that was part of it. It was like when it comes out, here's the deal. Like, again, I don't care what you're doing. Well, there's a few things, right? Animals, kids. But like, other than that, when you're in your bedroom, gay, straight, whatever, I don't care. Not my business. I don't want to know. But I do find it interesting that like when you break up with somebody, then they're like, that was freaky.
Yeah, then they throw
it like when you're in the middle of it, you're like, oh, this is great. I don't mind. We could role play. Right? Like, I'm the bad cop today, or, you know, punish me. But but you're right. Like, now that she's broken up with him, he's like, he's a freak.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, for 5 years, you were down with him, man.
Correct. That's just how it goes, you know?
And that's my favorite memory of him.
That thing he used to do with the banana and the two apples.
It's amazing.
I don't want to explain where the karma went. Obviously, we've seen a lot of stuff going on with the wildfires down in California.
Yeah, Jesus.
So I think the scariest part about that is, like, these aren't forest fires. These are in cities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's taking out city. Right. They're not telling you, like, how many trees are burned down, how many acres. It's like, these are the towns.
Yeah.
It's all wind driven. It's Lahaina on the mainland.
Have you? I will say this. I've been watching all kinds of crazy videos from it. The winds, those Santa Ana winds. I mean, they were saying gusts of like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, as anybody knows, if you light them, like, you add wind to fire, right? It's going to get stronger. It's going to jump and this and that.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Then I also read that the stress of all, like, that's why the hydrants are running out, is because the stress of everybody using them.
Everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
From people to firemen, this and that.
It's kind of self-explanatory. Some people struggle to piece it together, but it's fairly self-explanatory. Here is your water reserve, but everyone uses it. It's kind of like putting
a
straw in your drink.
Because if everybody's using it,
you know
what I mean? Like, put on your, I don't know, depending on the size of your place. I know at my house, if I have laundry in, and it's something in the washing, the dishwasher. Like,
your shower's going to suck.
Right, I can't shower. It's like sitting there, like, drip, drip. I also say, I don't want to say it's cool, but some of the videos of those planes, how specific they are, dropping water on some of those fires, and you see it extinguish. It's like, wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah.
Canadian firefighters down there helping out.
Yep, Canada's helping out. Also, you can't drop salt water on cities. Let's throw that out there.
Right.
I mean, it would just destroy everything. So, like, you can't do it. But unfortunately, a lot of celebrities have been affected by this. Adam Brody, his house burned down. Anna Faris. If you remember.
Adrian Brody?
Adam Brody.
I don't know.
Yeah. Spencer Pratt.
OC, whatever. OC, something. One of those California shows.
Yeah. Paris Hilton lost her Malibu beach house. I will say this. I have literally been to Malibu once. And then to see the destruction on that, it's just...
It's unreal, man.
And it's just hard to fathom, as it's so close to the water and everything. But just like, yeah, that's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just a terrible thing going on down there. Ben Affleck, he fled his home, went over to Jennifer Garner's house.
Hey, Jen.
I mean, for what you could tell, even though he married Jennifer Lopez, it appears, I mean, they have kids, so that helps generally.
Yeah.
People will be a little more... cooler with each other.
They seem to have a decent relationship.
I was going to say, it seems like they have a decent relationship.
Right.
Sometimes I almost feel like Jennifer Garner, like, is it mad at Ben Affleck? I feel like sometimes this is worse. She feels sorry for him.
She stretches up, Ben, I was angry before. Now I'm just disappointed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's in your wallet?
Right. You know, and like, a lot of people have been out there. I think people saw James Woods was crying on TV as his house burnt down. But I mean, people that have had to evacuate or lose their homes, Mark Hamill, Mandy Moore, Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, basically, this is where they all live.
If you are rich, then your house is probably burning right now.
Miles, we were talking about it off the air, but saw today that the playoff game between the Rams and the Vikings, they had to move that to Arizona for Monday night because of some of those areas, they can't even contain them yet.
Now, last night, I don't know what the deal is today, but last night before I went to bed, they pointed out after the whole broadcast that 0% contained, which just in my life, I've never heard.
All right.
You can also hear five, you can hear three, but they were like zero.
Not that the Rams wouldn't have a home field advantage anyway, but the fact that they're moving to a place where an average L.A. resident could feasibly drive to, and if you're coming from Minnesota, switching planes, changing hotels, doing all that thing, you know, no matter what, that's going to be more problematic for that fan group.
Right. Well, we saw this last week, right, when they moved the Sugar Bowl after that horrible attack in New Orleans. So, like, I get why you move that stuff, but, and I know people go, it's just a sports game, but you got to keep in mind, there is thousands of people, right, who have spent money on travel, who have used vacation days and stuff. So, kind of echoing what you're saying, Miles, like, that's a big change for a lot of these people.
One more hotel room if you need it. One more night, you know, one more.
Right,
whatever.
And that's
can you get your flight out?
Right, you were planning to go to a game on New Year's Day. Now it's January 2nd. Like there's a lot of people that probably were flying back on the 2nd and going to work. So it's like, right, you move that game down to the desert, like that changes a lot of stuff.
It does.
Now with that said, if I lived in Phoenix or Scottsdale right now, I'd be like, well, let's go buy a ticket to a playoff game
because you can.
Right, because there's obviously going to be less fans. And just as a sports nerd, even if it's not your team playing, it'd be cool to go see an NFL playoff game.
If they're playing in a dome in Seattle, we'd go.
Yeah,
exactly. NFL playoff game, sure.
Speaking of playoffs, the college football playoff semifinal, that's on right now. You got Notre Dame and Penn State. Man, I don't like either of these teams, but for the first time in my life, go Irish.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, and tonight's headlines are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What, our top story. We go to the UK, where local governments can get brutally honest. A local takeaway pizza shop in Lancashire, with two locations in the area, submitted to the council a request to open up a third location in a village roughly 25 miles away. In their application, they stressed the importance of using local ingredients to respect and grow the local community, as well as the cleanliness of their ingredients, promising a lower salt and sugar content in their food than nearby competitors. Regardless of these accolades, the council rejected their proposal, saying that another hot food takeaway restaurant would do nothing to promote the diversity and heritage of the area, nor improve the health of the local young community, which they stated 20% of 11-year-olds in the town are classified as obese.
And we don't want the parents to have any responsibility for the children. We're going to leave it up to pizza places. Right. Like, come on, man.
Sorry, our kids are too fat. They don't need more pizza to tempt them.
And I mean, you're right, but on the other hand, as a parent, and I'm speaking as a parent, like, you get to, Coca-Cola exists.
Correct.
My son does not drink Coca-Cola. He would love to. He'll have a sip every now and again, but just as our rule, like, look, I'm sure you probably have it at your buddy's house and all that. Just not here.
Right.
You take control of these things. It's pretty freaking basic. It's also what you do as a parent, because the whole world is out there for your kids to experience, for better or worse.
Correct.
And then as a parent, we do what we can to help them navigate. So if you think your kid's fat, like, okay.
And I also feel like somewhere around 11, you know, they're getting into that age where now they're just going to start going to the pizza shops on their own.
Sure.
You know, 11's a little bit on the young side, but after a while, you know, if they've got an allowance and they've got their buddies that they can go and just walk downtown with, do a lot of that over there in the UK, they're just going to go start getting pizza themselves.
To build a playground and let them exercise, right?
I mean,
come on.
I feel like for England, it's like, well, all the takeaway shops are fry shops.
Right. Everything else is pretty much deep fried. Right. There's Indian food and then there's deep fried food.
I also think that's part of their point is that, look, we've got enough garbage for them to eat. We don't need another pizza shop.
Yeah. But it just seems odd, like, that the point at the pizza place.
Right.
Right. Now, go get your fish and chips.
Go get a deep-fried sausage roll.
Right.
Or spice bag.
Maybe we need to look a little bit different here. In other news, we go to the doctor's office where some things are best left at home. We toasted this fine young lady earlier today. A patient was taken in for an MRI, a procedure that uses terribly strong magnets and is beyond stress that patients not have any metal on or in them at the time of the exam, if they can help it. But when the exam ended and the table was being removed, the patient was reportedly screaming in pain. X-rays found that she took something into the machine with her, a sex toy that had been inserted around back, as it were. She thought that it was purely silicone, but there was some metals inside of the object that caused it to be drawn up from her rectum all the way up through her lower abdomen and into her chest cavity. Mm. Maybe just leave the toy home for the exam.
That's what I'm saying. If there's anything that's not supposed to be in your body, let's get that out before we do it.
Right. That doesn't need to be there. You want that there. I get it. That's fine. Cool. Power to you. You want to get freaky? Have your thing.
I think I'm going to just change the questions there. Do you have any metal in your body? No. That includes silicone butt plugs. Okay, hang on.
Doggone it, you're right.
I mean, really, you got to keep adding the question. It's kind of like the warning label on stuff.
Right, so Benoit balls. Like, right. Come on, we got to run through the whole list.
Right, what are we doing here? Criminy. Sad story out of Rhode Island. A local veterinary clinic is facing a lawsuit after something got forgotten. This is actually a terrible story. I sent you the headline before I actually read the full story here, Miles. A couple brought in a St. Bernard puppy to undergo a routine spaying. All signs pointed to a normal procedure and took the dog home without much concern. But after a short period, she began suffering constant bouts of vomiting. Ruling it as the usual reasons that a dog could get sick, they neglected to return to the vet until the situation turned more serious about 2 years later. The vet that saw them at the time eventually found the vet that saw them that time eventually found the culprit and asked them if their dog had swallowed scissors, as there was a pair inside of her. After a little investigation, it was determined that the scissors were left behind during the spaying along with some medical gauze and concluded that she would need to undergo surgery to have the supplies taken out. However, due to her already deteriorated state, it was most likely that she would not survive the procedure. Sadly, the family made the humane decision for their beloved dog and then followed up with a lawsuit against the clinic.
Damn, man.
Right? Come on, man.
I mean, I've heard that story a million times, mostly in people, but like, how do you you sewed someone up, and in that time, I mean, at some point you have to say, anyone seen the tongs? Has anyone seen the scissors? Have you seen the sponge? And you kind of go, uh-oh, right?
Right.
I haven't seen them. Where could they be?
Where could they be?
I just don't know.
Criminy. And how do you have that conversation, too?
Sir, we can't find our scissors. Can you bring your dog back for a second? We just got to check something. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to beautiful Scotland, where wedding bells will soon be chiming. If you've ever teased the idea of proposing to someone that you love, you know the level of importance that's put on the event. The day, the time, weather, location, attire, mood, speech, ring, all of these things need to be a hard-thought culmination of the perfect scenario for your partner to get the experience one would expect when it comes to being proposed to. Which is why the reaction caught our heroine off guard when she took her girlfriend to the Edinburgh Castle. The two enjoyed a lovely and romantic day together before she took her to a specific area that she had a photographer for her station to capture the proposal. But when she got down on one knee to ask the ultimate question, she saw that her girlfriend was laughing. She was initially confused, as one would be, until she took a good look at the girlfriend's pocket and saw a ring box intended for her as well. The pair had spent weeks planning, making calls to family for permission, the works. Both had the exact same date and location in mind. Obviously, this ended with a desired answer to the question. The two can begin planning on their upcoming year. Gonna be a good old time there.
It'd be funny if they both said no.
Yeah, right? Men's Room Sports, we got the Orange Bowl currently underway across the ESPN channels. We got College Hoops on CBS Sports, Pro Basketball on NBA Network, and your Seattle Kraken. Well, they're in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. That game currently underway over on Kong. Not going to lie, I wouldn't quite recommend it right now. Mm-hmm. As far as your weather, the clouds are moving in as we speak, and forecasts guarantee rain throughout the night to prepare us for a mostly cloudy 49-degree day tomorrow with an occasional bout of rain. That is it for your headlines. With that, come on, Kraken. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, really appreciate it. Debut of the new year in Ted versus the FCC and another Bad Choice Friday tomorrow. The lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.